This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
FM, this is the Wally Show, and this is great. We got Jason Roy, the founder of Building 429, in with us, and now he's father to Haven Madison, who at 17 is a front runner on American Idol. And if you missed her, here's a little bit of her audition.
15, they try to change your mind, but what if I want it now? What if I don't want to wait? What if I don't want to waste my time waiting on someday?
So good, man. As a dad, this has to just get you.
When the guitar playing is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, because you were there playing with her. I mean, you were there in that moment with her. Like, man. Did you encourage her to audition for American
Idol? No.
Okay, why not?
Because in the beginning, when American Idol first came on, all of us who scratched and clawed through the clubs and we didn't like those people.
Right, like, right.
I don't know. It was a shortcut.
You didn't pay your dues.
Yeah. And so, like, my daughter, I already know who she is. Like, right. It's not like I need a judge to tell me who she's going to end up being. Like, she's a better singer than I ever was and a better writer than I ever was, and she's 17, right? So, for me, American Idol is like... Yeah, that's a TV show, man. Like,
right.
You know, cool.
It's
awesome.
Not real music.
Yeah. You know how.
I get you, man. I get you. You
know? Which is terrible because it's just, that's actually not, it's not as accurate as I maybe thought it was. And through the years, as we've seen, there have been a few that have done really well. But most, if we're being honest, most kind of disappear into oblivion.
I was a huge fan of Taylor Hicks. What happened?
Soul Patrol! Soul Patrol! Soul Patrol!
Yeah. Where is Soul Patrol?
He went straight to the Ryman. I saw him at the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And
Soul Patrol. Now he's like patrolling crosswalks or something. he's a crossing guard. Soul Patrol! Come on by, kids.
You know, when she says, hey, Dad, I got this message on Instagram. It's kind of weird. They say it's American Idol. I'm like, that's not real. Just forget it. And she's like, yeah, you're right. It's not real. And she forgot it. And then one after another, they just started coming more and more in. And then eventually she looks at me and she goes, you know, they're saying we could do an audition. And I'm like, I'd rather you maybe not.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I mean, what's it going to hurt? It's an audition. We'll go sing a song or two and they'll say no and we'll move on. You know, that's what'll happen. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, as long as you understand that what those people say has nothing to do with your values.
See,
you know
but that's
mean?
A good point because your daughter's setting herself up in this industry for criticism and critique.
Yes.
Because you know all about that, you know? And so as a dad, that has to make you nervous for her because people online can be some of the worst people on the planet.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible, especially to a young 17-year-old beautiful girl.
Right.
Like, what are they going to say to her? She finally said, Dad, let's do it. And we went and did our first, she did an audition. She asked me to play guitar, made me feel really happy. I was excited about that.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a compromise.
No,
you're like,
no.
You can go, but I'm going with you.
No. She asked me to, and then, you know, she did that, what you just heard.
All right, sir, we'll go with that. Now, look, if you miss any of the interview with Jason here talking about his daughter, Haven, we always have it for you. If you just text the word IDOL to 91979, we'll send you a link, and then you can catch up with it if you got to run to work or whatever. But coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Jason about crying on national TV during his daughter's debut. And you might be surprised. I'm not going to make fun of him. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We got Jason Roy, founder of Building 429, on with us. And now the father of Haven Madison, who at 17 is a front runner on American Idol. And, you know, he didn't want her to audition for American Idol. And you can see our entire interview. If you miss any of it, just text the word IDOL to 91979. We'll send you a link. But I bet he wishes Jason, you wish probably that you hadn't accompanied her on guitar because you were moved to tears. And that has to be fun for you seeing that over and over again online.
You know, now that I'm a meme, you know, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, because don't forget I have this too.
Oh,
you
I'm
crying.
Sure you do.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, of course.
You're not.
Dad, there's reason to cry.
Yeah.
You know what? what, dude? I saw that, and I was so like happy for you and happy for her, and I know we give each other like guys a hard time about crying. I thought it was so good and so cool, man.
And the pressure she was under. People don't know this. It wasn't in order on the show.
Uh-huh.
The person that went right before her was a guy named Tyson who got the platinum ticket, and they had a party right in front of her.
Oh, wow!
I mean, in front of her, and then Ryan Seacrest turns around with the microphone and is like, "Hey, how do you feel?" I bet that adds a little pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so it's, he wasn't mean, but he was kind of played that like he's supposed to.
Right.
You know, he's supposed to create drama.
Mm-hmm. But she rose to the occasion,
she rose, and that's what it was, too, because I think the first little bit, she was nervous. I could hear it in her voice. If you watched it, you're like, oh, a couple of things.
And who wouldn't be?
But finally, by the end, that last note that she sang was kind of like her shifting it into a different gear and being like, they're going to remember me, dadgummit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just made me so proud, man. I was just blown away.
I have to tell you this, too. I was super proud of you for letting your emotions come out, but then also not plugging your band. I thought that was good. You're like, hey, I'm Jason from Building 429. Sign some stuff for you.
Wear a band t-shirt.
Yes. You know, wear your own shirt.
Dude, I got two texts that meant the most to me, and those two texts were from two people that had been in the industry for many, many years, and they were like, well done, Dad. Literally, as we got ready to start, it was like, Jason, don't mess up your daughter's opportunity.
It's like if there was a ravine and your daughter's on the other side and someone's going to throw her to you, you have one job and that's catch her.
That's it.
And like, you're going to be so nervous. That's going to be the best catch you've ever made, you know, or not. And, and you made it.
Right.
Who would you say was the most nervous, you or your daughter?
I got to be honest, like, she handled herself like a pro. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know how to be nervous but not show it.
Sure.
You know, so I was pretty nervous because when I started my career, if I had a bad night, it was in front of 30 people and I got to do it again the next night.
Right, yeah.
You know, she starts her career and her first big performance is in front of 7 million people.
I know, it's so crazy. It's not fair, right? I mean, you're like, a little mad, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's mad. All right, so hey, coming up, the question that Jason is dreading in 10 minutes about his daughter, Haven, but I'm going to ask it. If you miss any of it, it's idle. Just text the word idle to 91979. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got Jason Roy, who is the founder of Building 429, the front guy for all that. He's been a legend in this Christian music industry for so long. But now he's father to Haven Madison, who at 17 is a front runner on American Idol. Now, you might be wondering, as I am, Jason, why is Haven Madison not using your last name?
Yeah, why do you have to ask that question on air?
I'm just curious. Haven Madison. Is that her middle name?
It has a ring to it, doesn't it?
It does. It's good.
It just got it. Yeah. She decided that a long time ago, partially because, again, she wants to make her own way. Yeah.
That's right. She's an independent woman.
Yeah. She don't need no dad.
Right.
She don't need this mess.
Well, my daughter hit me up because my daughter's like in musical theater and she's like, hey, what do you think about the name Haley Houston? Because Houston's her middle name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, for what? And she's like, no, it's my like professional
name. Yeah.
I'm like, it's not your real name.
Yeah.
I'd like it. I gave it to you, but I'd like a little more.
Well,
like,
just wait. We had a party at my house recently where a kid told me, thank you so much for having me over. Have a great night, Mr. Madison.
Madison! That's so good!
For real.
That's so good!
I'm not joking. That happened.
What advice have you given her? Have you given her dad advice and then like professional manager advice kind of thing?
Yeah, a little of both. Yeah. I have to be careful though because I have to stay in dad mode most of the time.
Sure.
But dad advice is you be you. Don't change anything about who you are. Like even the clothes that she's wearing, that's
right.
She's choosing that. She doesn't have a stylist. It's just her. It's so very important that she knows that, like, no matter what she does, we feel like she's already won.
And that is true. And speaking of winning, we want to see, Jason, if you can win with us. We're going to see if you can stack up to the same sort of pressure that your daughter had to face when she auditioned for the American Idol judges. But you're going to be auditioning for Betty, Gavin, and myself. And we'll do that in 10 minutes right here on The Wally Show. Again, if you ever miss anything, any part of our interviews, you want to go back and see them, just text the word IDOL to 91979, and we'll send you that link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have our old friend Jason Roy, the founder of Building 429 on, and we're talking about Haven Madison, his daughter, doing so well on American Idol, and he's so proud of her, and rightfully so, you know, crying at her performances, he became a meme, and he's all in this journey with her. So we wanted, though, to see, Jason, if you can handle a tenth of the pressure that Haven had when she auditioned for American Idol. So we're going to do a little audition thing with you. So if you were going to audition for American Idol today, like knowing what you know now, what song would you do?
If it was in the old days when I was still a rocker, I would probably do Dead or Alive. Probably.
Oh, by Bon Jovi?
Yeah, that's
one of my favorites. Yeah, that's, okay.
In the old days.
Do you know it now?
Do you know
no,
it now?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
No. I mean,
won't it? I'll get
partially,
you
started.
I kind of know it.
I can do the Richie Sambora part.
Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I do Richie.
Okay, that's what he would have done back in the day. What about now?
I would probably rewrite 15. And from a dad's perspective.
Oh, I do like this.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think I would
okay.
do.
So, Jason, you are on American Idol right. with Betty Perry.
Yes.
Yes, I'm Betty Perry.
Nice.
Wally Bryan.
I was.
And Gavin yeah. Ritchie.
I like it. Okay.
You know what, Jason,
I'm going to play an original song, if that's okay.
Oh, an original. That's a risky move.
No, actually, you know what? It's a cover song now, but it was an original.
That's true.
But now, yeah, I wanted to play the father's version of the daughter's song.
Oh, I like where you're going with
this. Should be emotional, I think.
I sure hope it is.
Because, yeah, if it's not, we might be in trouble.
Because her performance brought the room to tears. And so hopefully yours will bring it to tears, not jeers. So here we go.
Great. I feel the stress again. It's building back up in my hands.
So good.
Let's see if I got it.
15, she says she wants it now. 15, I say, girl, slow down. How did I get so old? Why is my hair so gray? I used to wear skinny jeans, but now she's throwing them all away. Yeah, how did I get so old? Now she thinks her dad is lame. Oh, she's taking on the world, but she don't even use my last name. How did I get so old?
I see where she gets her writing ability from. Dude, that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm giving you my golden ticket. Yay! Golden buzzer.
Yes!
For sure.
Let's go.
That was wonderful.
I was all prepared to have some fun and rip you apart. That was masterfully written. That was a masterclass in writing a funny song, too,
Thank
sir.
You, sir.
Also,
thank you.
I would love it if you took to heart some of the lyrics that he actually said, because you, sir, wear skinny jeans.
I still wear skinny jeans.
Every day.
Yeah.
And you're way too old.
Well, there you go. I have nothing bad to say about that performance.
No. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. You're going to back home to Clarksville.
Yeah. Let's go.
And if you miss any of the interview, we always have it for you online. Just text the word IDOL to 919 and we will send you that link. Some really great stuff, even some stuff that you don't see here on the show. And don't forget to vote for Haven Madison on American Idol when the time comes.
Wally fancies himself a bit of an amateur first responder.
What can I say? I like to help.
But you're not qualified. I would trust you more if you went to Colorado Christian University. They have degrees for working professionals who want to make a difference in this world.
You know what, Rock? You're right. Maybe I should look into their campus event and organizational safety program. It's a fully online degree designed to equip you with cutting-edge but practical, timely skills to further your criminal justice career and help you protect the innocent people at places like churches and schools.
Plus, the Master of Science in Criminal Justice program is 36 credit hours and it can be completed in as little as 15 months with full-time study.
So start a degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024. CCU also has a generous policy for transferring credits. In fact, you can even get a scholarship just for transferring credits.
Criminal justice can be an exciting but challenging career, and we need people who are not only professionals but also believers. That's why Colorado Christian University makes sure all of their courses integrate a biblical worldview.
Find out more at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
More and more, it feels like the younger generation has no respect for those in charge. And that's exactly why I know I could never work at any kind, at work of any kind in a school. But one Oklahoma elementary school employee is learning that the hard way, and that he should have quit his job before things took a turn like they did. So here's what we know so far. This employee, we don't know if he was a teacher or not, he claims that while sitting off to the side of a dodgeball game that was going on with the kids, one of the kids allegedly hit this employee with the ball on purpose.
Okay, I have zero problem believing this. I at all. Like I could see kids, because I was a kid, hey, let's hit that guy over there, and then, like, let's make it look like it was an accident, but let's get him. You know, like, I told, because that's what kids think like that, you know?
Well, when the kid refused to apologize to this employee, he responded by beaning the kid three times. Not one, not two, but three times with the ball. One on the back, one on the leg, and one in the face.
Well, okay, that's interesting. He got him on the back and the leg. That meant he was running, and so he got him as he was running away. But then the kid turned around and be like, I made it. Boom, in the face.
Well, that last one knocked the kid's glasses off his face. Yeah. So he ran to tell the principal of the school what had happened.
Oh, come on.
And the principal called the cops.
Why would you call the cops?
Well, once other kids at the scene backed up the student's story, saying, yeah, it was an accident, the employee admitted to throwing the ball at the kid to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. I get
that. Well, now that employee is facing charges for misdemeanor assault and battery.
That's not a cop thing. That's an internal disciplinary thing. Hey, Rick, you know you can't hit the kids with a dodgeball, right?
But good shot.
Yeah, nicely done. We'll give you an award quietly at the end of the year celebration, because I've wanted to duck that kid for a while.
But here's the things we don't know yet. Like, that kid...
No, reason. Listen. I hate reason.
Listen. That kid could have been a problem, and that's why the teacher or employee, whatever, knew, like, oh, this wasn't an accident. Yeah. This was on purpose. But also, that kid could have learned that type of behavior from a problem parent.
Yeah.
And we don't know if that parent has made problems in the past where the principal was like, I'm going to have to call the cops.
Yeah, I don't know. There's one of these, kids know they have power in schools. Ask any teacher, teachers have lost control of power, and it shifts. And kids go, you can't do anything to me.
Yeah.
You can't touch me.
Yep.
And that's where I would be like, I got a dodgeball. I didn't touch you. The dodgeball touched you, sir.
It was an accident.
And that's exactly why you and I cannot work at a school.
Absolutely. Why did this guy not say it was an accident? It worked for the kid. Like, I'd do the same thing. It's an accident. Okay, the third one was not an accident. First two, accident. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. At any given time on this show, we could have tens of people listening, and it's very popular. But we have a lot of people that listen, and they live interesting lives. And so from time to time, we like to pose this question. Is there anyone listening who? And then we fill in that blank, okay? And today, is there anyone listening who has named their kid after a celebrity? Because I know trendy baby names happen all the time, you know, and there's some Anna's and Elsa's floating around because of Frozen.
Right. And I think, too, you're taking a chance if you name your kid after a celebrity, because unless they're deceased, you don't really know where they're going to go with their career.
Yeah, all of a sudden they just, like, flame out and do something horrible. You're I am so sorry. And I can't think of a celebrity that's done something really, really wrong.
Miley Cyrus.
I'm really sorry, Miley. I know you're 13, but we're changing your name. You know? And so, yeah, that's the risk. Or you just never tell anybody. You're like, oh, my aunt's cousin's mother's sister was named Miley, and we loved it.
Yeah, you know, so. Ignore that Miley Cyrus poster behind me.
Oh, is there a Miley Cyrus? I didn't even know that was it. She's famous? Then you just cut all ties. Sure. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious, is there anyone listening who has named their kid after a celebrity? And did it cause a discussion, like, between you and your spouse? Like, you're like, you know what? I think Brad's a great name, and middle name Pitt. Brad Pitt Johnson.
Oh, no.
You know?
No.
Yeah, and then your husband's like, hey, wait, what? You know? We're not going with Brad Pitt. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Anyone listening who's named their kid after a celeb, or maybe you are named after a celeb, we'll take that as well. What did you guys name your kid, and who was it after?
So we were inspired by Trinity from the movie Matrix. So we named our third daughter Trinity.
And it obviously means multiple things. She's our third daughter, Trinity. We love the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Trinity. And Trinity for the Matrix, let's face it, she was just really cool.
I never saw the Matrix all the way through. So which character is Trinity?
She is the female that likes to whoop tail.
Oh, okay, and that sounds like a great T-shirt, too.
Now, Aaron, was your wife on board with this, or did you have to kind of talk her through it?
Oh, no, she was absolutely two thumbs up.
Oh. Really? Oh, that's kind of cool. That's a great name, and it works on multiple levels, too. Because, again, if that Trinity star, like, flames out and does something horrible, you're like, I know, it's just after the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You know how we roll.
That's exactly right.
All right, Kim, you're up. What celebrity did you name your kid after?
So my husband bleeds orange. He is a diehard Tennessee Vols fan, and he has always loved Peyton Manning. So we've named our son Peyton after Peyton Manning.
Now, were you okay with this, or are you just like, I'm just going to give him this one?
Well, I do like the name Peyton, but we did kind of compromise because I love the name Jeremiah. So we ended up naming him Jeremiah Peyton, but we call him Peyton.
You still won.
I get to hear his first name when we go to the doctor. And
exactly.
For official things, you know.
Well, that's a good one. I love it, Kim. Thank you for being on with us.
You're welcome. I love your show. Thank you so much.
What is your kid's name and who did you name him after?
My kid's name is Dominic, and we named him Dominic because of the character from Fast and the Furious, Dominic Toretto.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Oh, okay. Now, that's the character that Vin Diesel plays. Why didn't you go with Vin?
Yes.
Or Diesel?
No, well, that's what's funny, because his middle name is Vincent. I like the name Vince because of Vince Vaughn. So I had that on my name list, and everybody was like, that's perfect because that's also a family name. So I had those two names on my list, and it was easy. Everybody loved it, and it was because of those characters.
See, and that's a name, too, that I can't see your husband fighting you on either. Like, you're naming him after that strong character in Fast and the Furious, you know? And so, like that's a great name. Dominic Vincent? That's kind of cool.
And the good news is, too, that I don't believe the Fast and Furious movie franchise will end anytime soon.
No.
It'll probably still be going when he grows up.
It probably, sadly so. Like, I think they're on 10 already, and it's just, Betty's right, it is never going to stop. So your son's name will never be out of fashion.
Exactly.
All right, Sharon, you're up. Who did you name your kid after?
Okay, you're not going to believe this, and I didn't really intend to do this, but my oldest daughter was a huge Saved by the Bell fan.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Oh, please tell me you named her Screech.
No, I didn't, but she's named after Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, so you went with Kapowski? That's a great name.
No.
No, I actually went with Kelly.
Does your daughter know that she's named after a Saved by the Bell character?
Oh, yes, she does. But see, I had Christy with a K, Kyle, and then she said, we got to go with another K name.
Kapowski, like, yeah, again, you missed an opportunity.
No.
Kapowski is different.
No. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I was thinking.
Look what you got.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we every year do our Camp Electric Rock What You Got contest, and it's awesome because we get to send a kid to Camp Electric, and we have our winner. She has no idea why we're calling her, and so Marissa had nominated her sister, and so I told her, hey, I want to talk to you a minute about your nomination, so let me pull her up. This is always fun. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Marissa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Wally from The Wally Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, real quick, if you got a second, I have a couple questions for you about your nomination of your sister Naomi for our Rock What You Got contest. So are you her big sister?
I am.
Okay, and how old is Naomi?
She's 15.
So why did you nominate Naomi for our Camp Electric contest?
I honestly just think it would be a really good experience for her and, like, lead her towards the right path, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because that's the thing about Camp Electric that I love, is that it's about the music and learning to be a better performer, but it's really about faith. I mean, that's a big part of it. And you got all these Christian artists that are pouring into kids, which is my favorite part. And I think it's awesome that you as a big sister care this much about your little sister and her faith.
Yeah, I get really nervous about her sometimes.
But that's what makes Camp Electric so important and so cool. It speaks the language of music that they all know and love, but it also helps them grow deeper in their faith. Oh, and by the way, the reason that we were actually calling today was to let you know that Naomi is going to Camp Electric. She's our winner because of you.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. Thank you.
You made that happen for your little sister. How cool is that?
That is so awesome.
So what's going to happen is Camp Electric is going to fly Naomi to Nashville, and she is going to spend a week here learning from some of the best in Christian music and being poured into and learning how to be a better singer, but beyond that, hopefully growing in her faith as well.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Does your sister know that you signed her up for Rock What You Got? Did you tell her?
Nope, she has no idea.
Oh, well, she's going to be shocked. It's like, she's going to be like, wait, I'm doing what this summer?
Mm-hmm. My mom is a single mom, so I don't even think she's really been anywhere like that.
Oh, man, I can tell you, she's going to be in good hands. The Camp Electric people are amazing, and the environment is so good. It's so collaborative, and it's kids pulling for each other. This has the potential to be a great, great experience for your sister.
Yes, I'm so happy. I was praying about it, and I was just like, God's will be done, and so that makes me really happy. Thank you.
Well, it's funny, too, because I was praying about this as well. Like, before we do the drawing, because we get all these submissions, and then we draw them at random, you know, and it's kind of like, I'm like, God, I hope and pray that the person that needs to be there the most is going to be the person that is there, and you know the situation, and then all of a sudden, boom, here's Naomi, and this might be the perfect place for her to be this summer.
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, here's the deal. If you did not win, but you still want to send your kid to camp, we have a way for you to save a little bit of money, too. Just use the promo code WALLY at campelectric.com, and you can save $124. When you get there, the $124 will make sense why it's a weird number. So check it out, campelectric.com.
Getting the facts mostly right.
Even Woody and Buzz got under each other's plastic.
Wasn't Woody made out of cloth?
Yeah, I appreciate you, Nate, but now's not the time.
That's our commitment to you. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So you've probably seen, or maybe you haven't seen, that bucket challenge. Not the ice bucket challenge, but it's a TikTok thing where you pick some random person in a store, you put a 5-gallon bucket over their head, but then you do the same thing to yourself, and as they take their bucket off, like, what happened? You're there with a bucket on your head like someone did it to both of you. And it seems like a harmless prank, and you're goofing around, but there's a woman in California who's talking about the lasting injuries she suffered from a group of teenagers placing the bucket on her head. And at first I thought, okay, you're being overly dramatic, it's not that big of a deal. But then as I read through the story, I'm like, oh wow, it made me see it a little bit differently. She was like standing there, and all of a sudden they put this bucket on her head, but she kind of screamed, and the kids, you know, when she took it off, were filming her and laughing at her and stuff. But then she actually has a condition that made her have a seizure. And so she has epilepsy, and that shock to her actually caused her to have a seizure, fall down, hit her head. Some people on the next aisle over, because the kids obviously scattered, they came over and were helping her through this.
And I read this story.
Oh, did you?
And I watched the whole interview that she did with the news, and it makes sense. Like, I mean, these kids don't think things through. They don't think about the consequences. They just assume, oh, it worked in this TikTok and I want some followers, so I'm going to do it too. But you can do that with someone you know.
Right.
Stage it, you know? But don't do it with a complete stranger that you don't even know their health issues.
That's the thing, man. Like, because as somebody, like, we used to do man on the street radio stuff in my mainstream thing, and the whole idea was you mess with people that you don't know, because then it's awkward and it's funny. But that's the other point of it. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like, no, I guarantee you none of these kids were doing it maliciously and would have even considered, oh, this person might have epilepsy, which might trigger a seizure and they could get hurt. You know, like, kids don't, I wouldn't have thought of that, you know? And so, and
well, that doesn't mean anything.
I know. I'm not justifying it, because it made me think, okay, I'm not going to do this challenge. No, but I think it's one of those things that you're right, Rock, in that, if you want to mess around, like mess around with people you know, the stuff where you're messing with random people, you just don't know enough to avoid something like this. And it might be 1 in 10,000 or 1 in a million, but it's still that one.
And putting someone's life in jeopardy is not worth you getting
Yeah.
1,000 more likes.
I know. I'm coming around on this. like, I'm learning that the joke isn't always worth it. And so it's a good reminder for me, too. And definitely for your kids. Like, be like, hey, I know you see things on TikTok where people are messing with people. Don't do it because it could actually hurt somebody. And then the kids are in trouble because they found the kids through surveillance stuff. And so now this lady's like, I'm going to press charges. Like, ooh. You know, and now it's a problem for your family at that point. What started off is what you thought was going to be fun and innocent could have lasting impact on your family for sure.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
If you've ever been to a live sporting event, you know that there are some fans who can get pretty loud, maybe even a little bit annoying over the course of your few-hour experience. And at a basketball game in particular, one of the moments where a crowd can play a loud and vital role is when a player steps up to the line to shoot free throw shots after they've been fouled.
Now, Gavin, I don't know if you were working here yet. Do you remember years ago, it was in, I think, the college series, the playoffs, there was a guy behind the opposing team's free throw line, and he kept yelling, "I came in like a wrecking ball!"
Oh, really? Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. It made all the sports centers and all that stuff. It was so great. And he was a friend of ours that works at a record company, record company.
That's outstanding. That's so good. What a song choice, too.
Yeah.
But that's one of the roles for, like, the home team is
right.
That you try to distract the opposing team when they come up for a free throw shot. So, at a recent NBA game between the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat, there was one girl, literally a kid, who kind of took this above and beyond. She was actually the daughter of DeMar DeRozan. Her name was DR. And she, if you're watching the game, this is what you would hear. You would understand this would be distracting while you're shooting.
And here's the voice you're hearing when Raptors shoot. She's screaming.
Wow, that's no joke.
So she did that. The Toronto Raptors went up to the line to shoot 36 free throws.
Okay.
That's 36 gimmies. If these are professional athletes,
right,
that's a gimme point. They made 18 of 36.
She cut them in half.
Free throws.
50%.
One of those shots was at the end of the game where the guy could have tied it up, made it even closer. But that blood-curdling scream goes out. And so she directly impacts the result of the game. Her dad, the DeMar DeRozan, says that he does in fact owe her for that victory because it kind of actually pushed them further into the playoffs.
Funny.
He said that she actually wasn't even supposed to be there. She skipped school so that she could be at that game, and she's lobbying to skip school for the next one.
As superstitious as teams are, they're going to have her at every game now, and they should actually sign her to a contract.
Oh, absolutely.
She should have her own little contract and her own little special area there.
And a microphone.
And a megaphone, something. They should really capitalize on this. That'd be awesome. Plus, she gets to miss some school. It's a win-win for everybody.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And love is beautiful. And young love. I think we have a soft spot in our heart for young love. We were high school sweethearts and we got married and stuff. But then sometimes people are like, is it too young?
Right, yeah. People have different definitions of what is too young to know when to get married. And recently this conversation came up because Millie Bobby Brown, she is an actress. You know her from Netflix's Stranger Things. She is 19 years old and just announced on Instagram that she is engaged to 20-year-old John Bon Jovi's son.
No way!
Why would John Bon Jovi's son be getting married at 20? That's crazy.
His dad might be saying the same thing.
You're John Bon Jovi's son.
Also, in the photo, you can see her engagement ring, and people are like, it's got to be somewhere between, they're estimating it between $75,000 to
$100,000. Oh, that's John Bon Jovi's money.
Exactly. But a lot of people are saying, she's young, she's 19, and she has the whole world in front of her. Is she too young to get married? While others are saying, young love.
I think it goes differently for different people. Some people it works out great and they spend their whole lives loving it, and other people are like, man, I wish I had waited, kind of thing. And so that's what we want to do. The pro or con, you can be on either side of it, of getting married young. So maybe you got married at 19 or 20. I got married at 24. Which I thought was not too young actually, but not too old.
Well, yeah, but if you also counter in like how the age you were acting at the time. So if you were 24, you probably were acting around 8 years old.
Yeah, ouch. Exactly. So I got married young. my wife married a child, basically. So we are curious, though, pro or con to getting married young? Where do you stand on this? We're just curious about your experience and how it went for you. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the pro or con of getting married young for you, Lauren?
It was absolutely a pro. I mean, granted, I've been with my husband since I was 14, but Whoa. We got married when I was 18.
Wow. And how old was he?
He was almost 20.
Okay, so not a big age gap there, which is good. I'm so glad you didn't say 35. You know, so
my mother would have killed him and me.
Yeah, exactly. So you think it's a pro. If your kid came to you and went, hey, I'm 18, I'm getting married, what would you say?
I'm sure it'll change because they're only 2 and 4, but I mean, if they've been together, you know, for a while, I mean, we did it. We can't tell them no. Their grandparents did it. My husband's parents have been together since they were 12.
That's where you're wrong. You can tell them no and have no reason. That's the beauty of being a parent.
I don't know about it.
Gina, how old were you when you got married?
I was actually 24, so the same age that you got married.
Yeah, I didn't think 24 was too young, but then I have other people that say, man, you got married young at 24. Gina, what do you think the pro of getting married young is?
I believe it's seeing them grow with you as a person and just like going through life with them, like the obstacles, like not just the good stuff, like, you know, the yucky stuff that life brings.
And when you're younger, you're less set in your ways. You both don't know anything. And then you kind of like it, you get to experience things together. And I guess you have a little bit more grace for things, too. Because right now, I've been with my wife longer than I've been without her, which is crazy. Oof. I know it's crazy to think. But I think of all the things that we didn't know at 24 that I'm glad I got to experience with her. And it was part of the fun of it. So I don't regret it at all. Not the marriage, like getting married young. Like, I. Want to be very clear in case she's listening.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in
time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday. That means we are in our time machine, and we are going to be hurtling back in time. Like, right now, we're stationary. Time is just what it is. So we need somebody that's going to tell us where to go in a nice way, and that is Julie. Julie, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Wally and Wally Show?
Good. You guys are Wally Show.
Cool. Oh,
Benny's like, I have an identity. Gavin just happened to be here.
Yep. It's the best.
So, Julie, welcome. First of all, we are going to be going back in time to whatever song you tell us to do. And so you're calling all the shots here. Have you ever had that kind of power before in your life?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I think I have some power, but I really don't. It's all about the kids.
Nice. All right. Well, Julie, what is the song you want to hear on Flashback Friday?
I would like to take us all the way back to Hero by Skillet.
Oh, Skillet, Skillety-Doo, the very meatloafian musical stylings. What year are we going back to, Rock?
2009.
Yes.
And 2009, while it may have been a good year for Skillet, it was not good for the box office. We had movies like Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, and Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, nice. Which was part two of the one before. It's just not.
Yeah, the first one was better. I always liked the title, The Squeakquel of the Chipmunks. I thought that was funny, but the movie's not good for sure. But the music from Skillet was fantastic. So why did you choose Hero?
I have found that Jesus Christ has been the hero of my life when I need it most. And in 2014, I was in a bad dirt biking accident. And that's when the Lord introduced me to Way. And I started to listen to you and the other DJs, which was just a reminder of how much I am loved by our Savior.
How bad was your dirt biking accident? Just curious.
I should have died twice, but I'm still here, and I'm so grateful. I was in the hospital for 10 days.
Julie, let me give you a hypothetical situation. Maybe not too hypothetical. So let's say a 54-year-old man has just bought a dirt bike, And earlier, when he was riding it with his friend, he somehow impaled himself on a tree limb sticking out of the ground, and it managed to find its way up his nostril.
I died twice, too.
As he pulled it out, it was an ugly situation that he should have gone to the hospital for. Would you suggest dirt biking as something he should do, hypothetically?
Hypothetically, Wally, if you're going to be a dirt biker, just hypothetical, you should invest in very good equipment, including a neck brace, which I believe saved my life.
A neck brace. So,
Wouldn't have kept a stick from going up my nose, but I need a nose brace. Well, we are going all the way back to 2009. This is a great song. This will feel good because it doesn't sound like a lot of the other stuff we're playing here on Way FM anymore. It is Hero by Skillet. Skillet-a-doo for Julie on Way FM.
Thank you.
I'm just a step away. I'm just a breath away. Losing my faith today. Not superhuman.
I'm not superhuman.
Someone save me from the haze. It's just another war. Just another
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to WayFM.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Back in the day, popular songs ran long. Take, for instance, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird. Mm. Do you want to guess how long that song ran for?
I'm going to say it was probably the album version, 6 minutes, but it should have been 65 minutes.
That song clocked in at 9 minutes and 8 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure that the guitar, the solo, took 3 minutes in itself.
I miss songs with guitar solos. That's a lost art. Like Gen Z and like Gen X, like they're not Gen X, but Gen whatever.
Z.
They have no idea. Millennials have no idea what a good guitar solo is.
But these days, popular songs are getting shorter and shorter. Like Harry Styles' As It Was.
You know it's not the same as it was.
This song clocks in at 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
And that is about 2 minutes too long, in my opinion. There's no guitar solo.
Or another example is a song that is only 1 minute and 53 seconds long, Lil Nas's Old Town Road.
Okay. This is a hook that gets stuck in your head.
Well, and that's exactly what you're gonna, like, you're hitting it right on the money. Okay, so people are wondering, why is it that popular songs are so short these days?
Yeah.
And it turns out we have all to thanks to social media site TikTok. So if you get on TikTok, that's where all the young kids are finding the new song, the new viral song. And you have to catch someone's attention instantly. So artists aren't even bothering with, like, the verses or anything.
Right.
They just need a good hook, and that gets people in. And that's exactly what you just said, because those two songs that we just played hooks of, they're catchy. They get you, and they're
never
like a little earworm.
I would have never guessed it was like less than 2 minutes. Like, but that's, I guess that's all you need. There's an old rule in music, say, don't bore us, get to the chorus. And like, I mean, I guess that's living out. And we have short attention spans.
Yeah.
So songs are definitely getting shorter. There are songs I only know because of TikTok. Walker Hayes, that Fancy Like, I only knew that because of TikTok.
Yeah, I know. And so TikTok is becoming the place where you find that new music. So if you're an artist and you want to get noticed, you're You're going to have a good hook and a short song.
I remember there was one song going around that was with all these videos, and it was the hook of it. And I can't remember. It was a rap song, and I loved it. And then when I heard the whole song, I'm like, that's gross. It's garbage. I just want to hear that one part. So maybe that's the key. If you are up and coming, that's what you got to do. Instead of writing long, epic saga songs, just write a minute and a half.
Don't bore us.
Get to the chorus.
Get to the chorus.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And part of life is growing and maturing, as much as I try to fight it, but also growing in your faith, too. And so recently, I found out, I grew a little bit, okay?
Oh, we know.
Thank you. No, not my belly.
Oh, okay.
Emotionally.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure. Okay, so here's the deal. I was trying to buy a wetsuit, okay? Mm. And I ordered it, and it had the right size on the outside, wrong size on the inside, okay? So I sent it back, and not a big deal. So I order it from the same company. Same exact thing happens. 2 days later, I get it. Same problem. Mm. So now I got to go back and return it again.
Oh.
And this was the third one, though, too. And so I emailed the company. And as I started emailing it, I was a little snarky. And then I remembered, when people come at me for something that they don't understand and they just, I'm never listening again and you're the worst person ever, you know. I remembered all of that and I went, okay, how would I want someone to approach me if they had a problem with me? And so that's what I did. I rewrote my email.
Look at you.
And I was like, look, accidents happen. Totally get it. This is the second time, so I'd really like it if we could get this worked out because I love your product. And so I said, now, one thing I would ask is that if it's not too much problem, could you give me some sort of a discount for having to go back and return it again? So I did ask, but I asked politely. Mm-hmm. I get the nicest response back from them. And she's like, yeah, go ahead and return it. Don't get it yet. Order the new one yet till you hear from me. So I make sure that we have the right stock for you, and then I'm going to give you 50% off.
Hey!
What? Nice!
So I ended up getting better than I was hoping for and better than I started with for a little inconvenience, but remembering that she's a person, too, dealing with her life and her family. You got to remember people are human, you know? And it's because it's easy just to think that they're part of the problem.
Right, and I'm going to remind you of this when you get heated up about the next thing. I'm going to be like, remember they're human.
Yeah,
remember that.
Because you know the next thing's right around the corner.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but in this one time, celebrate with me, Rock. I grew. I did a good thing.
Done.
Good job.
Sir, you're an adult.
I thank you. So here's what we're going to discuss with you now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll clap you out just like they did me. All right, how do you know you've grown? All right, it can be personally, it can be spiritually, whatever it is. But how do you know, and what kind of growth do you see in your life that maybe no one else is going to clap for you on, but we're going to clap you out, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. And you might inspire somebody else to grow in that area, too. I know that maybe somebody was writing a really bad email to an airline, and maybe they just changed their mind and went, you know what? You have a lovely day. And then maybe they get a better result. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So, Brianna, how have you known that you've grown?
I used to walk in self-pity. My daughter's had a lot of health issues. She spent, the first 2 months in NICU. She has a brain injury. And so, I used to walk in self-pity. And I remember I couldn't see anybody else's issues or problems. It was just about me and my life and what I had going on. And one day I got sick and tired of it. And so I started praying against a spirit of self-pity, and as crazy as this sounds, I began to feel my throat tighten, and I actually couldn't breathe, but I just kept doing it for 10 minutes, and then it broke. And I remember, in that moment, I began to just see other people and their struggles and what they were going through, and it was no longer just about me, but it was about the body of Christ.
See, I'll tell you, no one would give you any grief about being self-consumed with your daughter with health issues. I mean, absolutely. I think most people would understand that. But the fact that you recognized it and then thought about other people, that's healing for you. And that's what happens when you start looking at other people's lives. Didn't change your problems, but it changed your perspective. And you probably got a little happier too, huh?
Oh, yeah. A whole lot.
Well, there you go. I think that's good advice. And I think that that's also something that probably somebody needed to hear today. So thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for what you guys do.
How do you know you've grown?
Well, normally I just go with the flow and people kind of walk all over me. But the other day, my supervisor threw me under the bus in front of our executive director, saying that I didn't see something that was really important. And I actually stood up and said, well, I have an email that proves you told me not to do that.
Oh, look at you. Look at Betty. Good for you. Get him, girl.
I was shaking the entire time, but I did it.
And aren't you glad you did?
Yes. I am. My coworkers were really proud of me. They came back and gave me high fives and stuff like that.
You still employed?
Yes. Okay, I am still employed. My executive director was really happy, but my supervisor is not so happy.
But you did the right thing. I don't think you should let anybody throw you under the bus, and I think you should say something, and that's good. And, you know, just you got to find a balance of, you know, when you find your voice, when you need to stop. Like, literally earlier, Betty yelled at me for stretching. And she's
well,
like,
it's because he was
really
going,
stop! Stop! I'm like, I was stretching!
No, you were just being annoying about it.
No, I literally had to stretch!
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM. This year's the Wally Show with a roundup cavalcade. I should do the voice for the mine train ride at Disney World. Mm-hmm. That's pretty on
let me
it.
Let me just right now put a stop to that dream.
Really? That's pretty good.
Don't quit your day
Howdy,
job.
Howdy, partners. Keep your hands and arms inside the coach. Yeah, it's actually pretty spot on. But anyway, I digress. Good news giddy up, where we take a couple good news stories to kind of counteract some of all the heavy bad news that's out there in the world today. We'll start with you, Lady Rock. Go.
This poor woman, Carly Bird, she grows vegetables in her garden and she gives those vegetables to people in need.
Nice.
And over the years, she has fed over 1,600 people. That is awesome.
Cool.
But this week, she posted on TikTok a video of her just sobbing in her garden because someone, she doesn't know who, poured salt all over her garden. And if you don't know, that ruins the soil so nothing can grow there anymore.
Oh, that's just next level mean.
Yep.
For no reason.
Yeah, and for no reason. So she started a GoFundMe to raise $5,000 to try and revamp her garden and get it going again. Well, people found out about it, and now people have donated over
$250,000.
Nice.
No way. That is huge.
That's awesome.
Now she can start growing SpaghettiOs. Like how great is that?
Chicken nuggets!
Yes, you'll figure a way. With that kind of money, she could do something people want. That's awesome.
Oh.
Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There's this 24-year-old guy named Cyril. He actually just quit his job to spend 100 days, this is crazy, riding a horse 2,300 miles from Austin to Seattle.
Oh, his hiney is going to hate him by the end of this trip.
That's a long time. He says that there's this family tradition on his dad's side where you have to go on this great big adventure. His great-grandfather started it, and they said he could choose any adventure he wanted. And this
that.
Is what he picked. He just left. So
that's kind of awesome, though.
It is.
Like, I like that. That'd be a fun thing. I wish my daughter was younger to start this with her, because now I don't want her to quit her job. You know, because she's finally starting to pay for stuff. But that's actually really cool. And finally, this is a weird story. A fisherman in Texas, kind of the right place at the right time, he saw a Jeep that was almost fully submerged in the lake, so he called the cops. They come in to pull it out, and they realized that there was a woman inside of the Jeep still alive.
Oh, wow.
Even though it was almost fully submerged, she had been reported missing earlier, and she was still alive under the water in the Jeep. I guess there was an air pocket.
Wow.
Like, how crazy is that?
And she's going to be okay.
Yes. You see like these horrible stories like this, and you're like, how long did she stay under there? And like I love those kind of stories, because it's so like scary in a movie, and the fact that it has a happy ending, like, that is next level.
That's what makes good news giddy up.
That's exactly what makes good news giddy up, and that's gonna do it for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.